This week, lawmakers in Nevada held a public hearing on a measure that could possibly make sweeping changes to gun laws across the state. The hearing on AB 291 comes at the same time that gun rights advocates in some rural communities are going as far as to declare themselves as Second Amendment sanctuaries. KUNR's Paul Boger examines the debate and begins his story at a gun range in Reno.
It's a relatively quiet afternoon at Reno Guns and Range. Well, as quiet as it can be, I guess. Only a handful of people are standing in their individual lanes, shooting at targets as shells fly from their chambers and hit the floor with every shot. If you're not used to the sound, it can be a bit unnerving at first. For one of the store's managers, Jay Hawkins, the gunfire is just part of another day at work. A former soldier and Reno police officer, Hawkins has spent a long time around firearms. He says people who feel uncomfortable around guns usually don't understand them.
They're just a tool. You know, it's up to the person if they do good or do bad with that tool. I understand that the simple answer is, ooh, let's make them all go away. But that one will never happen because the criminal element will always have that black market. All we've done is restrict the ability of the lawful citizen to protect themselves, which is a deterrent in itself to criminal activity.
He says new regulations are not the answer.
We're just making more laws on top of laws that are not being enacted, or in the case of the most recent background check law, it can't be enforced, absent a registration of every firearm that's in the country.
But not all gun owners agree. Wearing safety glasses and a sturdy pair of earmuffs, Tammy Nikita is practicing her target shooting. She says there's a need in this country for more oversight.
You know, we've been following the Christchurch event, and we thought that they reacted very quickly with their regulations, and it would be nice to see that happen here, too.
On the other side of the range, 86-year-old Maggie Leitner is practicing her shooting.
I usually shoot three guns. I shoot a .22 Magnum, semi-automatic .22, and a good old revolver .22.
Her baseball cap has NRA emblazoned in big gold letters above the bill.
I think if a person is trained with a gun, and they have to be trained, then they should be able to shoot what they wish, not bump stocks. I'm not a big fan of AR-15s either. But I think that the less government we have involved with our lives, the better.
As an example of that overreach, Leitner points to laws like the expanded background check measure. It was approved earlier this year. The law closes a loophole that excluded private sales and transfers from federal requirements. Many gun owners argue the measure is either unenforceable as written or would make criminals out of law-abiding citizens who may unknowingly violate the statute. It isn't set to go into effect until next year, but the law's already drawing the ire of some who believe it infringes upon their right to own and bear arms. It was standing room only at the Lyon County Commission meeting last month, with more than 150 residents spilling into the corridors. The board voted unanimously to pass a resolution voicing support for the Second Amendment and opposition to the law.
With that, the motion on the floor is to accept the resolution written by the county with the one change recommended by Commissioner Gray. And at this time, we will take the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Let the record show the item passes.
That vote made Lyon County one of the jurisdictions in rural Nevada to pass an opposition measure, some going as far as to declare themselves a Second Amendment sanctuary. It's a sort of nebulous term that essentially means the local government won't expend resources to enforce certain gun control laws. For Commission Chair Bob Hastings, requiring background checks on all private sales is an example of a government more concerned with serving metro areas like Clark County than protecting the rights of individuals in rural Nevada. He says lawmakers need to know where his constituents stand.
And we think it's important we make our voices heard and let those in the legislature know that they can force things through quickly, but we still believe in the Constitution. We still believe in upholding the Constitution. We support our sheriff and we believe in our rights as citizens in regards to gun laws. And we just want to make that known on behalf of the citizens of Lyon County.
But that controversy over the background check statute has not stopped lawmakers from pushing forward with more gun control legislation. Most notably, Assembly Bill 291, a 16-page measure that could have sweeping ramifications across the state. For Assemblywoman Sandra Heidegge, the bill's sponsor and a Democrat from Las Vegas, strengthening gun control in Nevada is a personal mission. That's because she was at the Route 91 Country Music Festival on October 1st, 2017, the night a gunman killed 58 people and injured hundreds more.
It wasn't something that I wanted to relive or ever talk about. I'd rather people not know I attended until Parkland happened. And then I realized that I was in a very unique position to be able to use my experience, what happened, and being an assemblywoman to make change for the state of Nevada. And I felt like it was my obligation to do so.
In all, the measure does three things. First, it would mirror federal law and ban the sale, transfer, or possession of bump stocks. Second, it lowers the legal blood alcohol level a person in possession of a gun can have from 0.1 to 0.08. And finally, it would repeal what are called state preemption laws. In this case, they prohibit cities and counties from tightening their own gun control rules beyond what the state has done.
It took us 502 days from October 1, 2017 before we could enact legislation that would protect Nevada. If the local government had the ability to regulate, they could have come out the next day, they could have come out 3 days later, and banned bump stocks immediately.
Gun rights groups like the NRA say repealing those preemptions would allow some jurisdictions to run amok, possibly passing measures that would ban certain types of ammunition or place limits on magazine capacity. But with Las Vegas now home to the largest mass shooting in modern American history, lawmakers in Nevada's Democratic majority are primed to fulfill their campaign promises by passing gun control. Paul Boger, KUNR News.